KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits the White House today, and ABC's Karen Travers says Zelensky is looking for U.S. security guarantees, but that he and President Trump are expected to sign a deal that would share Ukraine's natural resources with the United States.
This is something that President Trump has been very interested in as a way to get back, in his words, some of the money that the United States has sent over to Ukraine over the past 3 years since the war started. And he's looking for Ukraine to, you know, give something in return.
The federal government's job cuts continue. 800 workers have been fired at the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. But a federal judge in California said the Office of Personnel Management does not have the authority to order firings of federal workers. It's the 15th day in the hospital for Pope Francis, the longest hospital stay of his papacy. But the Vatican says he's no longer critical. This is ABC News. One person was arrested at the University of Virginia after a reported stabbing on Thursday. Authorities say the victim's in critical condition. Neither had any affiliation with the university. President Trump's intelligence chief raised a red flag on a privacy issue that's brewing between Apple and the UK. ABC's Perry Russum has the details.
Just last week, Apple said it would stop offering an optional security feature in the UK called Advanced Data Protection. That feature blocks Apple from unlocking your data. But the UK may want Apple to go further in providing data access, presumably for national security or law enforcement. Here at home, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard forming a legal response, saying this would be a clear and egregious violation of Americans' privacy and civil liberties.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says a deal has been reached to end a state prison workers' strike. Mediators ordered the workers to return by Saturday to avoid being disciplined for striking. The deal includes changes that address staff shortages. Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay. Izervay
or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The legendary Gene Hackman has passed away at the age of 95. If you haven't already heard, Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakawa, a classically trained pianist, and the couple's dog were found in their New Mexico home. Authorities say they had been dead for a while. Hackman was the star of films like The French Connection, The Poseidon Adventure, Mississippi Burning, The Conversation, and Hoosiers. The late great Hackman moved to Pasadena, California in 1952 after he got out of the Marines and met Dustin Hoffman at the Pasadena Playhouse, where both were voted least likely to succeed. Seems like a pretty cruel award to give to another adult. Despite not having leading man looks, Hackman says he never cared about that and just wanted to act in any capacity. Hackman retired from acting in 2004 and moved to New Mexico, where he became involved in the arts community and wrote books. Gene Hackman is quite often referred to as the greatest American actor. He won Oscars for his role in The French Connection and Unforgiven. Gene Hackman was 95. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with a 121-112 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis led with 28 points. Center Brooke Lopez added 22.
It was big. You know, that was a very big game for us, a great win. It took everyone, you know, and always the crowd always picks us up.
Although the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, scored 32 points, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Lopez for keeping up with the Joker.
I thought Brooke was fantastic. You know, we matched his minutes exactly with Jokic, which we don't do a lot. You know, the guys, you know, Jokic, he's really good. He's just really good. I mean, he made the shots he makes. They look like there's no way they can go in. And his passing is something to marvel. It just is.
College hoops, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures, and we may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon. The wind west to northwest gusting to 40 or 45. Temperatures in the low 50s by midday, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny, not as windy, but colder. Our high tomorrow, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director and driving force behind the film Green and Gold, Anders Lindwall. Comedian James Connolly and Max Inc. co-host Terry Barr joins us for Bar Band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
Sorry's in a sack. That's where you stick them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good morning.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
With producer Sam in the control box there, which he refuses to call the hot box.
It's the hot box.
It's not so hot.
As much as I'd like to hot box this room.
Right.
What does that mean? Set it on fire? What do you mean?
No, he'd fill it up with marijuana smoke.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. That's what hotboxing is.
That's what it means.
All right. We'll go with that. Hey, it's Friday. Yay.
Yay, but it's going to be a nice warm day. It's not so warm right now. I'd like a warmer morning to wake up to. If it's going to be a warm day, just give us a warm morning.
It's 39 degrees already.
Why don't you just do what all the other? Why don't you just do what all the other old people do and move to Florida for the winter?
I would broadcast from there. Boy, do I hate Florida! Ain't happening here.
Yeah.
Oh,
no way. Well, we've got partly cloudy skies, again, 39 degrees. Not that bad.
Well, it's awful.
It's going to be very windy today at times.
Yeah, they're
talking about northwest winds 15 to 20, maybe some gusts 40 to 45 miles per hour.
That's outrageous, isn't it?
Yeah. So I know you're not a hat wearer, but if you were, I'd say hang on to your hat. So that's it. So
well, maybe I should, you know, get a fedora.
Yeah. Fedora, yeah. You don't see a lot of fedoras anymore.
No, you really don't. Yeah.
I like watching old movies out of the 30s and 40s where everybody's wearing a hat. All the guys.
Yeah, isn't that strange?
All the guys.
What happened?
The same hat.
What happened? You'd never think that fad would ever fade away, right?
Right.
Hats would be here forever.
And big floppy suits. You know, everybody wore a suit.
Yeah.
It was
big. Well, I'm glad that's gone.
Yes. What would the afternoon high be?
Yeah.
Well, you want to take a guess, or should we use the, you know, we haven't had our balls out lately, the lottery balls machine.
It's a Friday tradition.
Well, let's do it. All right.
It is.
The balls are in motion.
It is a Friday tradition.
First number is a 5. That second number, rolling around, coming on up. It's a 6. 56
super,
for a high.
Super.
Yeah, so that'll be nice, but again, windy today, so just watch out for that. We've got Pam Yonke. We're going to be talking with her.
The farm report.
About 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Find out what's happening with her. And then a little bit later on, Rocker will be back in the studio once again with the Max Inc. preview, talking about all the local music in the Madison area and around Wisconsin. That'll be good. How you doing today? You seem a little... You seem a little, did you get enough sleep? Or you seem a little tired.
I got a lot of sleep. Yeah. I'm good. Well, actually, I haven't checked on how much sleep I got.
Are you sure that you've gotten enough?
I have a sensory watch.
I think there's something on the calendar today related to sleeping.
Is there really?
Yeah, there is, I think, yeah.
Let's
check out the national. Sam didn't get any sleep the last couple of
days.
That's
right. I don't know what he did. He's not telling us.
Yeah, well, I told Gordy before you came in. I'll have to tell you again.
He was asleep in bed and he got woken up to go to a party.
Wow.
That's the short course. Okay. What is it today? Is it National Skip the Straw Day? Is it National Rare Disease Day? National Chocolate Souffle Day? National Tooth Fairy Day? National Floral Design Day, wow. National Public Sleeping Day, or National Billboard Day, whatever that
Well, it's not National Public Sleeping Day. We had that last
you're
week.
You're wrong. And... It is National Public
what?
Sleeping Day.
This
yes.
is the second one in 2 weeks. Well,
I don't remember one last week.
Wasn't there one
Was it
last week?
Maybe you were thinking about when you were public sleeping last week.
Well, you know, I like to go out on State Street and just find a nice warm spot against a building.
Along with all the other former radio professionals.
That's right. That's right. Johnny Danger has a hot spot down there.
Poor Johnny. We got to talk to Johnny Danger. You just spit up all over yourself, didn't you?
I did a spit take on that one. Oh, God.
We worry about Johnny because, you know, he used to be so energetic and really, you know, I mean, it was funny. It was good. But, like all of us, he's slowed down a little bit.
We had
over
a fun
years.
Rivalry. All the announcers did. And we just played around with it.
Yeah. It was good times.
I can't tell you how many times I ripped into Sly.
Well, right. We all did. Those were the days. I think Sly's back on the air. I'm pretty sure he's back on.
You can't. Why do you make these statements?
I'm not.
Now you're going to force me to check and see and find out.
I hear him on.
See, what we'd like to do is we'd like to invite Sly on the program.
Right.
And give us his input on his predictions about the Supreme Court race.
Sure. Yeah. Let's reach out to him, see if we can get him on.
If he's on the air, then we have no chance whatsoever.
Well, we'll see. Okay. What day do you think it is not today, Sam? The list that I gave you 10 minutes ago. Sam, are you awake?
I was falling back asleep. I told you I've been running on 3.5 hours of sleep here.
Well, why? What?
Well, okay, so I was in bed. It was about 10:15. I was about to shut my light off. And then Sophia, my girlfriend, texts me, come to the nitty gritty.
Oh, no.
She's in a play right now, and all of the cast went out to the nitty gritty after rehearsal last night.
Oh, man.
And I said, no, I have to go to sleep. I need to get up at 4:30. And she kept begging me until I got dressed and went down to the nitty gritty.
There you go. That's it.
And was it worth it? Did you have a good time?
Last night, it sure felt like it was worth it. Now I'm having second
thoughts. This morning, Well, there you go.
That's a long way to say I don't know what the other national day is.
Okay.
Don't remember.
Give yourself a buzzer. It's not National Billboard Day. Why would we salute billboards?
Well, I know you spent hours coming up with that.
Yeah, it was a last-minute thing. It's National Skip the Straw Day. This is an environmental thing, you've got to believe.
Yeah.
On the fourth Friday in February, the Coral Keepers asked you to consider a different way to drink on National Skip the Straw Day. For thousands of years, humans have enjoyed slurping a refreshing beverage through the cylindrical tube. If Marvin Stone, the inventor of the first paper straw, had his way in 1888, if he were alive today, he might be shocked to know that there are five large areas of ocean called gyres, I think, where plastic garbage collects, and the sea currents create vortexes trapping plastics, and in the collection are lots of plastic drinking straws. So remember, there was this push to get back to paper straws, which are better for the environment.
If we had just stayed with paper straws, right? I don't know if they really are serious about this holiday, but there really isn't an alternative to straws for so many people. You know, a lot of people who have problems shaking. that is something they can't, you know, find another alternative for. Mm. You have to have a straw for something like that. Well, so, you know, people use these straws for a particular reason. It's not because it's fun.
No, I understand that, yeah.
So, no, there is no alternative way. What a silly holiday.
Well, we're just saying skip the plastic straws. Plastic straws are bad. Paper straws.
Well, no, it didn't say that.
Well,
okay. Did it?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Well, you hardly ever encounter something besides plastic straws, so that's probably why we've got the holiday. Just use a paper straw instead.
Paper or stainless steel, mm-hmm. You know, some other form of straw, that's all.
That's right. You've got it.
So okay, so I'm getting upset about straw.
Yeah, I think we've beat this to death.
You know,
let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
It's National Chocolate Soufflé Day. Who doesn't love a good chocolate souffle?
Souffle. If you say souffle.
Souffle.
Where's smile
Julian?
On your face.
Julian. Mm-hmm. Rare Disease Day. Skip that. Great. National Tooth Fairy Day. Why would there be a particular day?
Well, that's a really important day. You know, a lot of children mm-hmm. rely on the tooth fairy to get their little piggy banks filled up.
Yeah.
And then spending the money in that piggy bank.
How much did you get when you were a kid? When you put the
I think quarter. It's always been a quarter.
Same here.
Yeah.
Sam?
I think it was a dollar, probably.
A dollar.
Uh-oh. Oh,
that's inflation.
Oh, a quarter. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's something that's going to be banned by Trump and Elon. Oh, no.
We should get rid of all the coins.
Just quarters because, you know, the Tooth Fairy needs them. Well, okay. All right. All right. I know that's going to go away, too.
It's National Floral Design Day. Okay. So salute your florist today. Mm-hmm. And it's National, let's find out about National Public Sleeping Day. This is a day for anyone and everyone to take a nap on a blanket at the beach.
Yeah.
At the park, in the movie theater, on a bus, a train, or a subway, or any other public place that'll work for it. We're trying to encourage public sleeping. there are different kind of naps. The power nap is approximately 10 to 20 minutes long. That can boost the energy. See, this is for a good you know, to help you out.
It is?
Well, the hangover, that's about 30 minutes long. These are different types of naps.
Oh.
The Brainiac nap is 60 minutes long. The California, I don't know. Okay, the Brainiac, let me just see what that includes the deepest sleep, the Brainiac, while we may feel a little grogginess upon waking, our ability to recall facts, names, and faces will be improved. See, naps are good for you.
Because of deep sleep, it improves your memory?
It does. I think I remember that. The California King lasts about 90 minutes. That's a 90-minute nap. The California King.
What in the hell is going on here? You know, you've been going on with a list of different kinds of naps, and I'm just like,
it's
blowing my mind. No, yeah. I just can't believe they have all these different names for the kinds of naps you can have.
See, you learn something new every day.
Well, this is really kind of interesting. Anyone else got a name for a nap?
We should talk to a sleep specialist.
Let's take a call. If you have one, or text, mm-hmm. you know, tell us. The kind of nap you have.
608-879-8255.
Again, what were just some of those names that we had? Brainiac nap?
The Brainiac nap, the power nap, the California King nap, the hangover nap.
California King. That's like a big-sized bed.
I know.
So what? I don't know.
You don't know either. All right. That's 90-minute nap, the California King. Okay, it's 18 past the hour. We'll get to the history eventually, but Pam Yonke is waiting in the wings. We'll check in with her.
Mm-hmm.
From the Midwest Farm Report on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Yay.
Turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring us. Please, 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 Mr. Sandman, bring us a dream.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
with
whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. A spy thriller.
It's a Friday, February 28th, the very last day of February. Hey, don't forget to vote for John and Gordy for Best of Madison. Today's the last day for the nominations.
That's right.
And then it goes to the next level in a few weeks to the actual voting. But yeah, we'd appreciate your nomination.
I'm going to miss having a browser up, you know, with that tab.
Okay.
Just go back to it and back.
You can only vote once a day. With your email. Anyway, go to our webpage, WMDXradio.com.
Their favorite dairy report or farm report.
Okay. All right.
Are you in the, are you in this thing at all?
Talking with Pam Yockey from Midwest Farmer Report. You're not.
No.
You're not in.
No, but. Okay. No, but I know plenty of folks that are doing the same thing, keeping that browser up, sending it to college buddies, friends, and family from near and far. Yeah, I get you. Good luck, boys. Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, that's not encouraging, but we appreciate
we need
it.
All anyway. The luck we can get.
All right, okay. Let's talk about what's happening. You know, the administration is freezing funds for just about everything, but they've included creameries as well. Tell us a story on that.
Yes, just with you. It is difficult to keep track of everything that is frozen and impacted. And also yesterday or day before, Brooke Rollins, our new U.S. Ag Secretary, released $20 million in some of the, what do they call it, IRA funds, the flexible spending that was kind of put in place under the Biden administration. Now, the $20 million that she released primarily goes through some conservation programs that are really kind of important to Wisconsin. One of them is they call it the EQIP program, which is the equipment investment in, equipment incentive. I got to get to my environmental quality incentive program. And basically what it does is allow farms to put in things like manure handling systems, barnyard runoff mitigation, some of those kinds of things. Wisconsin's been number one in the nation as far as involvement in that particular program. So we're not sure how much of the $20 million is going to fulfill obligations under that program. But again, it's the Natural Resource Conservation Service most directly impacted by the $20 million she released. Now, the bigger issue for a lot of Wisconsin dairy land is the millions of dollars that are frozen in what we call dairy grants. A lot of them are implemented through the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance. Wisconsin Cheesemakers, a major part of that. Center for Dairy Research on the UW-Madison campus, a big ally of that. 88 awards that they're processing today that were worth nearly $6.5 $1 million, and they're going to a lot of different programs. $28.6 million in grant funding that impacts 420 different dairy businesses nationwide, a lot of them in Wisconsin. Stephanie Hoff had a story this morning on the Midwest Farm Report, and it's up on our website as well, about one creamery in western Wisconsin in Westby that was one of those that had expected $90,000 from the dairy business grant to help him get a freezer for his sheep dairy. Travis Forges is his name, and he's got 80 acres that he's managing, and he's got 300 milk sheep that he makes into Farmstead cheeses. So that's the face behind one of the stories on this frozen grant money. And it's only one. Like I said, we've been ferreting through records trying to get information, but for the most part, farmers are still being very, very optimistic that when things get sorted out, those monies will roll for those very important programs, including these grant programs. Now, the Wisconsin Cheesemakers sent a letter basically saying, hey, we've got to have this money because a lot of these pieces of equipment have already been ordered. Some may be in the process of installation. The farms are on the hook for that investment, and we need to live up to our promises. So we'll just have to wait and see what ears pay attention to that message in Washington, D.C. But that's got a real impact on a lot of Wisconsin farms, agribusinesses, our dairy processors, people with new ideas on how to rethink what dairy is going to look like for the next generation.
Well, I haven't been able to figure this out. You would think that, you know, they'd let all of this stuff, already spent money, go through simply because, as you mentioned, dairy farmers and these creameries have already ordered equipment. They've planned on all this stuff. And then all of a sudden it's frozen. That would be the dumbest thing to do, is to freeze all the funds that are already spent. Maybe, you know, freeze any future funding and take a look at that and make arrangements or different arrangements for funding. But, you know, let the money be spent that's already spent. These committed farmers have planned ahead on all of this stuff, right?
Well, I think what you're seeing is the trend is review everything. Nothing's off the table.
Yeah.
If they feel like they, I mean, look at how many land leases and building complexes they're going back and basically saying, we don't need this much space anymore. Here's what we'll give you. And that's kind of what they're doing with these, with the USDA program, is making sure that the programs have merit. And honestly, I mean, you know, you guys know me. I've been in this game for a long time, and it is hard for me to find a program that isn't worth the investment that's already, to your point, been made, the commitment that's been made. And the great ideas, the new science, the revelation on how we're using dairy, you know, the part that scares me the most is, I mentioned Center for Dairy Research on the UW-Madison campus involved in this. The last thing that Wisconsin agriculture needs is to chase away the bright minds, the researchers, educators, those that are really the linchpin to us continuing our fantastic success in dairy. Last thing we need to do is scare them off with this kind of a glitch on the screen so that they end up going commercial, where it will turn into a product, but it won't be a product that's open and available to everybody as far as, you know, intellectual knowledge. So those are the kinds of things that really unseat me about what it means, not just today, but for the foreseeable future for Wisconsin dairy.
Talking with Pam Yonke from Midwest Farm Report. Only got a minute left, so I need a sort of a quick answer to this, Pam. There was a big meeting at the Capitol yesterday, Wisconsin Biofuels Association, the Corn Growers Association, the Soybean Association, talking about biofuels. Can you give us just a kind of a headline wrap-up of what happened there?
Yeah. The only state in the Midwest that does not have some state funds that go towards tax incentives to use things like E15, E85 at the pump. The 35 farmers that were down there, that was one of their major messages. Let's get on the same page with all the other states in the Midwest that support specifically corn growers, but also soybean growers with sustainable aviation fuel coming down the line.
All right, very good. Pam. And you can find more on the MidwestFarmReport.com webpage. Pam, thank you for joining us. Have a good weekend.
All right. Yep. Take care.
All right. We have the Midwest Farm Report coming up next. And in our next hour, Rocker will join us here on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
Idiocracy is next.
Yes.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Targeting avian influenza and in turn protecting our dairy herd. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Actually, it's probably designed to protect far more than poultry and dairy. USDA has pledged additional financial support in the tune of $100 million to make sure that they are continuing the battle with the ongoing avian influenza outbreak. One of those that's happy to see it happen is Iowa Senator Joni Ernst. She said that Iowa has already lost millions of birds to avian influenza, and she worries about the financial security of farmers that would be impacted.
That transmission is now happening not just within the buildings of some of these facilities, but then we also see a spread now to dairy herds and transmission to people. So we've got to figure this out, and we have to make sure that there's research behind it and proper science to help inhibit that spread.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst speaking to the $100 million commitment that USDA has pledged to support poultry producers that are impacted by avian influenza and also work towards trying to figure out new means to protect against high-path avian influenza. Markets and overnight electronic trade rolling into a Friday trade session. Grain looks pretty good right now. Numbers are next.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Yesterday, the barrel cheese gained a penny at 180 and a half. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged, while AA butter gained a penny, 234 and a half. This morning, December corn's unchanged at 462. November soybeans are up a penny at 1043. Right now, July wheat's up a half, 577 a bushel. The March Class 3 milk that goes into cheese and nickel stronger right now at 1905. The April milk down a dime at 1850. 100 weight. That's just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Friday trade session. I am Farm Director Pam Yankee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures, and we may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon. The wind west to northwest gusting to 40 or 45. Temperatures in the low 50s by midday, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny, not as windy, but colder. Our high tomorrow, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, CivicMedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. Our old friend Peter Ray Fine of EPOM's World is in with a wacky week in review. And Mr. Zommers rolls out a board game of the week. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Got
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot!
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
What? What the f*** is going on around here?
Holy s***!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh my God, they're dumb all the time. Oh no, this is really a big day.
All right, hang on a minute.
Big day.
Hang on a minute. 92.7 WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the morning. He's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Sam is our producer. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show on WMDX is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. And they have something special going on right now. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. Biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside. The same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo.com. Check it out at their east side or west side locations here in Madison. We have, I think, some breaking idiocracy news, right?
We really do. This is
This is unbelievable.
This is important stuff.
Oh, boy. You got to strap in for this one.
According to CNN, we're just watching it here.
Been breaking out
the studio monitor. Apparently, Russia is trying to rebuild its spy network in the U.S. now, and this is
this is news.
This is actually news. There's one quote. It's ludicrous. This is even in the cards at all. What?
That's from the they're actually, U.S. officials.
They're taking this seriously, right?
Yeah.
Building up that U.S. spy network. Since 2016, U.S. expelled over 100 Russian diplomats suspected of espionage. Okay, that's one point. Russian operatives expelled all over Europe after invasion of Ukraine in 2022.
Yeah.
And point three is no Russian ambassador in Washington since October of 2024. Wow, that's a long time ago.
But we're going to welcome them all back in? Is that what we're thinking about doing?
Absolutely. And the headline at CNN is Russia eager to reinstall its spies in U.S. under diplomatic cover. What? They actually have.
How did we?
What they're going
to
do.
But that's okay to put out a press release about this?
I mean, yeah.
we got a bunch of spies coming back over. Were you guys okay with that? They're going to need places to live. You know,
look, we've already got the diplomatic cover. Reason for you to be here to set up your spy networks again. Yes. Welcome.
Come on back.
And maybe we'll get some, billionaires.
Oh, sure.
Oligarchs.
Well, they can get that gold card, people. Yeah. they're going to sign up for that. Wow. Left and right.
This is just amazing. I
wonder if they're going to have a welcoming committee, in Washington at the airport. Welcome back, spies from Russia. Come on in. It's all good for you now.
Again, seriously, the major quote is, where is that?
It's ludicrous.
It's ludicrous. This is even in the cards at all. I don't know who said
US...
that. I wish I knew who said that.
I know.
I want to give them credit.
We'll have to dig deep on that.
Wow.
I mean, how secret can it be if it's on CNN? Try to do it undercover. Okay.
Well, no.
Thanks for letting us know.
Well, they're telling us it's undercover diplomats now setting up their spy networks. It's always good to at least, be upfront about all these things,
Sure. Might as well be.
Okay. All right.
That's...
I'm going to relax. I'm going to come down just a little bit.
Take
here.
A breath.
I
got to
take a breath.
Because we have a lot of other idiocracy news.
We do.
So
we do.
Let's get to that.
All right. Jasmine Crockett went on a little tirade.
Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah, she was. She's really upset over the fact that Trump is trying to rewrite history and say that Ukraine invaded Russia. Okay.
Now tell me who Jasmine Crockett is.
She represents Texas.
Oh, okay. Right? Oh, she's a rep. Okay.
Yeah. So let's listen to cut 217. I hope you have that. Do you have that? Okay. Let's check it out.
Okay.
Listen. It is time for us to say, Mr. President, guess what? Russia invaded Ukraine. Can we at least agree on that one? Facts matter. Y'all, this is literally potentially putting us into an international crisis. We may be heading towards the next world war because we have a president that wants to pal around with Putin and wants to do everything to make him feel good, including lying about who invaded who. Mr. Chair, I got a minute left, but I really want to yield to any of my colleagues and ask them if they will say today, very basically, that when it came down to the war in Ukraine, that it was not Ukraine that invaded Russia, it was the other way around. Is there anybody in here that has enough courage to say that Russia invaded Ukraine?
You can have my time.
And this is yet the problem.
Nope.
You're not going to do it.
No, they're not going to do
Isn't
it.
Isn't that something?
No, that is outrageous. And not only that, you know, now we're allowing spies to be reset up here under diplomatic cover.
Come on,
which
back.
Isn't much of a cover at this point now that it's been announced.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not one person who will say that Russia invaded Ukraine.
Not one.
Wow.
In the meeting room there, All in the right. committee room from the Republican side. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that, it's crazy.
How about this? Now, a reporter had the courage to ask Trump again.
Mm.
About the tariffs. Please explain the tariffs. How is it not a tax on people? How do you explain this? Please, could you do it one more time for us? And I think this is maybe a little long, but nothing's changed. Let's
go ahead, please. Earlier today, you told me that you believe that foreign countries pay tariffs, but Americans who are concerned about higher prices believe, as most people do, that they're paid by consumers and importers when they import things into this country. Mm-hmm. Can you explain,
please,
how you came to this belief that foreign governments are paying tariffs?
The tariffs are necessary because we've been treated very unfairly by many, many countries, including our friend and foe.
Not the
but
answer.
We've been treated very unfairly in trade. At levels that nobody's really ever seen before, especially
before,
under the Biden administration.
Never.
They really took advantage of the United States. I put massive tariffs on China during my 4 years. We had the best economy in the history of our country.
Farms went out of business.
Probably the best economy, maybe the best economy in the history of the world.
Sorry, sir, no.
And I used tariffs to even things up. And in particular with China, we took in hundreds of billions of dollars, and we had no inflation. And it's a myth. It's a myth that's put out there by foreign countries that really don't like paying tariffs.
Well, let's pause it right there because I just want to remind everybody, if you're not familiar with it, he spent about $28 billion paying off the farms to keep them in business so they wouldn't go out of business because of the soybean war that we had with China. Okay, let's continue.
Okay.
And especially to even up. So we've been treated badly by a lot. We're using tariffs. And I find, and you just have to look at the numbers, but I find that it's not about inflation. It's about fairness, and the inflation for us has not existed, and I don't think it's going to exist. We're going to bring our car industry back. We're going to bring our chips back. We're going to bring so many things back to our country, including pharmaceuticals and drugs. And the thing that's going to get us there is tariffs. And I say often, it's my favorite word in the dictionary. But
no, it isn't.
I always preface that by saying now, because I got into a lot of trouble with the fake news where they say that's not good. So I say God, love, family, wife, they're all my favorite words. But tariff is about number four or five on the list.
It's not your favorite.
But I will tell you, it's going to make our country rich, and it's going to stop us from being a laughing stock all over the world.
Okay.
Because we have been taken advantage of like no.
Okay. You know, the thing is, we are a laughing stock just from that answer alone.
You know, they blame Gen Zers and TikTok for brain rot. But boy, if that ain't the biggest example of brain rot that I've ever seen.
Oh, right. Wow.
Yeah, he's having some problems
That is
there.
Something else, yeah. And, you know, everybody's kind of freaking out now. Yeah. Hey, by the way, can we just check quick the WMDX thermometer out there and see what we have for a temperature?
Yeah, sure. Hang on a second.
Are you
WMDX
chilly?
WMDX thermometer is saying 39 degrees. Okay. Why? What does your watch say?
My watch is 40, but okay, I just wanted to check with the WMDX
thermometer. Right outside our window here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the mercury happening. It's, yeah. It seems to be working okay. Why do you ask?
Just keeping people up to date. You know, they're trying to figure out what they're going to wear out.
Okay.
Into the car.
Well, highs today, since you asked, high today about 56 degrees. But the thing is, it's going to be very windy today. So just watch out for that.
WMDX times
644. What is the matter with you?
As told by our WMDX clock yes. on the WMDX wall.
Okay.
Okay. Clocky.
Clocky right. the clock?
Yes. Okay. All right. Now let's get to one of the things that people are just kind of like freaking out over the idea that Elon has any kind of control over the government at all. And by the way, I just want everybody to understand that I re-edited it up. Bill Burr's.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Bill Burr's rant. I not only beeped. I took the even beeps out of this thing.
Oh.
And Bill Burr now is just plainly talking about how bad Elon is to this government.
Well, Bill Burr is a comedian, but yeah, he's got a potty mouth. Yeah. So I hope you figured it out.
Yeah. Right? It's one of the. Do you have the recent cut up there? All right.
Okay. Are you sure it's the correct one? I cleaned
this baby up.
Okay.
So much so, I even took the beeps out. So let's listen to this. This
it was funny. I made fun of the Twitter guy for Sieghailing not once but twice. And I never look at my emails. I was scrolling through my emails and it said my Twitter account had been flagged for it. What a f-ing baby. Just like Hitler. How about the fact that the Twitter guy he's not even from here. He's from South Africa. He comes to this country and wants to turn it into a dictatorship. He doesn't feel that we deserve democracy. Can you just imagine doing that? Going to another country and just deciding, yeah, you know what? I'm going to change this form of government because I've decided. Mm. Yeah, he doesn't mind living under a dictatorship as long as he's on the good side of it. Because that's another thing. All of these people that are into Hitler, you know what I mean? And like look at this guy like he was some sort of hero. The guy's one of the biggest cowards ever. All the pain and all the suffering that guy's caused, when it came time for him to pay the price, did he face the music? Nope. He gave himself a nice, quick, painless death. That's your f***ing hero. F***ing coward is what he was.
That's right.
Okay.
And, for Elon to come here and just change the country overall, I mean, he's new to this country. He is a citizen now. I don't know why they gave him citizenship, but anyway.
Well, not only did he get citizenship, he's got $20 billion in government contracts.
Well, let's get to that. Elon Musk said that Verizon's massive $2.4 billion contract to provide long-distance service and an upgrade to the FAA's communications system is done. It's done. He's taking over. He is taking over that contract. They're pushing Verizon out. They've already got the contract. They've got all the equipment set up. Not installed yet,
but yes.
But it's there, and Elon has managed to convince the FAA that he should install their newer equipment.
Is that his job, to sell the government some more equipment? I mean, I think
he was supposed to clean house.
And we're downsizing and getting rid of employees.
Instead, he's making more money, and he's taking over contracts that have already been settled on.
It would seem that would be a conflict of interest.
Yeah, you'd think, right? he said that it is important that Starlink, a unit of his SpaceX satellite and rocket company, take over. Well, I'm sure he said that. Yes. I'm sure he thinks that.
Right.
He also said the Verizon communication system to air traffic control is breaking down very rapidly. No, it isn't. They haven't installed it yet. He said the FAA assessment is single-digit months to catastrophic failure, putting air travelers' safety at serious risk. That's a diversion tactic because they've had so many airline accidents since they took over, where we had none before, okay? And get this. This is an important part. The FAA is the one that controls SpaceX.
Yes,
They have oversight over SpaceX.
Uh-huh.
And so there's this kind of,
collusion
to change contracts.
Connecting the dots. Okay. We will have it's more insane. On this and much more coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 WMDX.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
Hey, did you know that the Best of Madison nominations are now open, John, for Best Radio Team?
That's right. I've been writing our name in there.
Have you?
Yes.
How do you do that?
You can do one write-in a day.
Okay. You know, I think we have more information on our website, WMDXRadio.com. It says Best of Madison and how you can nominate us. People out there can nominate.
Yeah, all you have to do is put in John and Gordy.
That's it. Easy as that.
And over and over again.
Well, you can do it once a day.
Once a day, right?
Yeah, once a day with your email. It's easy. Best of Madison. Remember, John and Gordy Show in the radio team category, okay?
Yes. If you guys don't vote for John and Gordy, I'm going to cry. And you don't want to hear me cry.
No.
We hear you cry just about every day. Yeah. What's the problem? Oh, no. There we go. Oh, boy. Get him a tissue, will you?
Get to WMDXRadio.com to nominate us for Best of Madison.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Trump didn't bring everybody into the Oval Office just to sell hats. He was there to sell something much more fancy.
We're going to be selling a gold card. You have a green card. This is a gold card. We're going to be putting a price on that card of about $5 million, and that's going to give you green card privileges plus.
Privileges plus. See, I was still getting America with ads. Quick question. If I'm unhappy with America, can I cancel my subscription after 7 days? I am curious, what does this gold card do?
It's going to be a route to citizenship. And wealthy people will be coming into our country by buying this card. They'll be wealthy, and they'll be successful, and they'll be spending a lot of money.
Did this guy just put a cover charge on America? It's $5 million to get in, but he'll waive it if you bring in three hot girls with you. I mean, I guess it beats the old way of becoming a citizen, which was to marry Donald Trump, but still. Yeah. I feel like immigrant stories are going to be a lot less inspiring in the future. My grandfather came to this country with nothing but $5 million and the clothes in his custom Louis Vuitton five-piece trunk set. Although I have to admit, I don't totally hate the idea of buying your way into a country. Hey, Canada. How you doing, girl? I'm just gonna come out and say it. I want to be in you. And listen, I don't have $5 million, but I do have $4 and a cough drop. Now, you might be thinking, wait a second. If the U.S. is just gonna put citizenship up for sale, doesn't that mean that any monster can buy one as long as they're rich? Well, according to Trump,
Would a Russian oligarch be eligible for a gold card?
Yeah, possibly. Hey, I know some Russian oligarchs that are very nice people. It's possible.
But if you're letting Russians come into the country, you got to be careful, okay? I don't want to engage in stereotypes, but if you let a Russian in, then there's going to be a smaller Russian inside of him, and then an even smaller Russian inside of him, and on and on and on. There's always another.
And now, of course, you know, the big headline, of course, is Russia's trying to rebuild its spy network in the country.
Letting all the spies back in. It's okay.
Yeah.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning here on WMDX is brought to you by David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource celebrating 65 years, doing lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. They do it all, residential or commercial. David J. Frank, largest landscape contractor in this part of the state with branches in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. You can find out a whole lot more at their excellent website, davidjfrank.com. That's davidjfrank.com. John?
All right. Elon has been stealing ideas for years.
Has he?
Yeah. People don't know Elon stole his businesses and the ideas to them. And he's been sued for it as well. The author of the upcoming Elon Musk biography says there is no evidence, and he would know, he did the research, yeah. Billionaire Elon has any intellectual achievements. And he also says that he has an IQ of around 100.
Okay.
All right. Last time anybody looked. So that'll give you an idea of what kind of person is now completely dismantling the United States of America.
He's just a guy. He's just a random guy.
He is. He's just a random guy. Oh, my God. All right. Now, we have King Trump now, and he's bringing in the oligarchs, and they're going to set up their spy networks again, and he's sided with Russia
and that's
when it comes to Ukraine.
We're okay with that.
That's fine. There's no hair problem. On fire here. Okay. So anyway, Representative Melanie Stansberg made an impassioned speech saying Americans rejected a king 250 years ago. But you know what? You can't say stuff like that now, even in Congress. You can't say stuff like that. Here's
really?
Cut 214. This is amazing stuff. Listen at the end.
And I know that Donald Trump thinks that he's a king because of social media. Of course, he keeps repeating this. But let me say this to you, Mr. Trump. 250 years ago, the people of this great nation rejected a reckless, abusive king. And we won't go back. And for the thousands of federal workers out there, the aid workers, the advocates, and the people around the world who are impacted by these reckless and heartless and harmful and disgusting cuts that are impacting people across the world, know that we see you. We stand with you. We are fighting for you. We are in the courts. We are in Congress. We are in our communities. And we will hold this administration accountable. And we will not abandon our allies or our humanity. So with that, I say to all of you, be strong. We will fight back.
Now listen to this.
I now recognize myself for closing remarks. I now recognize myself for closing remarks, and threats against the President of the United States will not be tolerated by anyone.
I know.
What?
It was
threats.
There were no threats in that.
I didn't.
That statement at all. We're just not going to go back to a king. That's a threat.
Apparently.
That's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Okay. Consider the
wow.
source. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, the big headline, Russia eager to reinstall its spies in the U.S. under diplomatic cover.
Yeah, we'll keep our eyes on that one.
That's a good one.
Coming up in our next hour, Rocker is in the house, talking about local music all across Madison and the rest of the state. He'll be in with a Max Inc. preview coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, right here on WMDX. Stay with us.
We'll be right back to the action right after this message.
John Gordy Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This weekend, we ask the question, where is the GOP? And we ask it to former RNC chairman Michael Steele.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's week of meetings with foreign leaders culminates today as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits the White House. ABC's Mary Bruce has a preview.
The president and Zelensky will sign a deal to share Ukraine's mineral resources. But Zelensky is also looking for security guarantees from the president to prevent Russia from invading again. And so far, Trump hasn't been willing to give them.
Federal judge may have dealt a blow overnight to President Trump's plans to cut the size of the federal workforce, ruling that the Office of Personnel Management does not have the authority to fire workers. Authorities in New Mexico say Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, appeared to have been dead for some time before their bodies were found at their Santa Fe County home Wednesday. Search warrants said pills were scattered near Arakawa's body. Day 15 in the hospital for Pope Francis, but the Pope's condition no longer described as critical by Vatican sources. This is ABC News.